Breeders' Last Splash album.
Mm, God. I'm the last splash. All right. Everybody else.
This is live.
We're recording right now, yeah. So let's hope we nail it.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, is it actually Gene?
No, it is. What is? But I was trying to convince him it wasn't, so he wouldn't get up on his head. Jeez, way to go, Baco.
Welcome, my friends, to Sun's Out, Mike's Out, a Cobras and Fire podcast brought to you by the Pantheon Podcast Network and the only show sticking it where the sun does shine.
All right, now I'm going to earn myself another beer, though. We're going to nail this. You all set? Greg? Greg on tambourine, ladies and gentlemen. We got the Shaw Brothers here. We can paint the picture here a little bit. We're going to open up with a song. Andy Shaw on lead vocals with his brother Greg hitting the percussion there. And that's a fancy word for tambourine. And
you use big words like percussion.
That's supposed to be Gene Simmons.
Yeah, kind of.
Sounded like Trump.
I was thinking Stallone.
Okay, yes.
We're playing percussion.
I got a really good...
Words.
Can I do my Stallone?
Sure.
Post-fight Stallone. Yeah, I hear it.
No, it's day-to-day.
Oh. Nowadays.
On the phone, we have Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, what are you doing there?
What are you doing?
We'll stop there.
Got Arnold.
Yeah, we'll stop.
Sylvester. Yeah, we're in Expendables 5. Shooting right now. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I found my way from Elliott back to Knoxville. I found those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain, I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on searching. The Smoky Mountain rain. I waved Diesel down outside a cafe. He said he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and I told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? Smoky Mountain rain, it keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. Somewhere in the Smoky Mountain rain.
Sun's out, Mike's out. That's the take right there. All right.
Hell yeah.
Best one of the day.
Well, let's paint a picture here. Welcome to Cobras and Fire. Sun's out, Mike's out. My name is Baco, and today I am joined with, of course, the man who's been with me every episode this summer, Gene Vogel from the Disciples of the Watch podcast.
And, hello, everybody.
And the eye candy, I like to call him, for Mortificator, the
appreciate
band.
It. Thank you.
Yes.
You remembered.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous, man. I'm hanging out with you guys.
Hey, you do look good. Nice t-shirt. I like that.
Thanks. Yeah, I made it myself. Yeah. Well, I designed it myself, I should say.
Nice lots.
Hail Satan.
Yes, hail Satan.
All right. And today, though, we are on location. We're not at your house. We're not at my house. We are at Casa del Shawl. Of course, we are talking the most busy podcast guest of all time, Andy Shawl. Andy, thank you for having us over your wonderful abode here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eric Miller. I appreciate it. Oh, wait, this is a positive side.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
I get all my shows confused. Is Is this the Sly Dog podcast? Alex, is that you?
Oh, my, I'll tell you what. I'll get my wives out here to remind you that you were talking to John fucking Lamoureux right now.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You've shrunk a little. Did you stay in the dryer a little too long?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I'm not quite as tall as the last time we talked.
You went from 6'8 to 5'11?
Yeah, yeah. About that? Just an inch over 6 foot, depending on what time of the day it is.
Or if Gene Vogel's near you. You tend to get a little more erect when Gene's around.
But there is a tent effect.
That's a different type of it's not directly anyway. We have an audience today too. I don't know if it's so fair to say that we have Andy's brother here. For the first time, we have somebody kind of watching what we do, and then he'll probably chime in once in a while here, I'm assuming. I met Greg Schall just earlier today. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, boys. It's nice to be here in this hot, sweaty garage.
So on the music that you're hearing today, Greg is providing the percussion. So and also, I don't know, we'll see how this goes.
So
but
blame him.
Blame him. We had to fire Andy from the percussive duties after episode one. It just wasn't working
rhythm
out.
Rhythm does not run in the family anymore.
I have two left feet and two right hands, so I'm not good in sports or rhythm.
Masturbation must be confusing.
Extremely.
Oh, really good.
And I think other than the first episode that we did last year, we have already done the most, how would you call it, the neighbors coming by like, what the fuck? We've gotten kind of a couple drive-bys and some weird things.
Yeah.
We had a kid watch us rehearse the song we're playing today. So
scarred for life, poor kids.
And that interaction with the policeman earlier was a little strange.
Yeah. He's a little under
he
the
was
table.
Shut us down.
We're too loud. Yeah, the acoustics. So now we have to get into the weather portion of the program. Knock it out of the park right away here. It is a little soupy today. Yes, and stormy. So we're on the edge of Andy's garage. We're as far into the outside as we can safely get. It's supposed to start storming at some point. Hopefully, while we're recording, it'll be kind of fun.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Until the lightning strike happens, and then we're...
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, what a way to go.
That's true.
What a way to go.
We'll make the paper.
Yeah. Four podcasters dead in North Minneapolis.
Northeast. Let's go.
Northeast.
That
oh, yeah. Sorry.
This is not...
Hey,
you know, and by the way, the trip over here, this is my first time visiting Andy Schall at his actual abode, people. And
this isn't my house. I just rented it.
Yeah, the Minneapolis feud, they always like to poke fun at us St. Paul people about our crazy roads.
And
but I'm sorry. Like, I drove by seven things that I've been to before, and I have no idea how I got there. This is really tucked in and kind of crazy. Your roads are no damn better. Everything is like north south, but like crooked. So.
There are a few zigs and zags in the northeast Minneapolis streets, but it's by President. So we are on Buchanan Street, and then the next street up is Lincoln, Johnson. Ulysses, Hayes.
Lincoln.
See, that's how I knew all my presidents growing up. Because
it was very pornographic already. So
we got the presidents going down for the street names.
All right. And we're having a nice summer day here, so we're enjoying some beverages. Andy, for me, he bought me the largest container of Coors Light I've ever seen. I'm about to
36 gallons.
36 gallons, yes. I'm going to drink all of it. Yeah, this is slightly smaller than a keg.
Yes.
I'm surprised you can lift that with one hand.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I was at the gym today.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. So,
bulking up.
Yeah, for the hot tub photo. Yeah, I had to look good.
They did. The liquor store was.
I think
nice
you're a couple
enough.
Years too late.
Yeah.
The liquor store was nice enough to use a two wheeler to bring that out to my car when I bought it.
They like to help the elderly.
Yeah. The only reason I can hold it is because I'm sitting down. Like, because of my back, I'd have to actually have someone assist me, you know, to just drink this. But thank you, Andy. And Gene, he got you a nice little present too. What is it? And we're off. I think he already drank his.
Say, is that whiskey on the table?
That is whiskey at the table. I brought I brought another one to
whiskey
try.
Whiskey on the table.
That was somewhat piratey. I like that.
Yeah, it's going for Hetfield.
Hetfield pirate. Yeah.
Okay.
Throw a patch on.
Arr. Yeah.
Get a couple yas in there, and you're solid, man.
Yeah.
We could be playing Valley Fair any day.
Nice. That's better than a county fair.
It is.
You guys in limited warranty.
Wow, that's a yeah. You made fun of my fucking what was my OJ joke? And you're dropping limited warranty.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Whenever I used to go to,
we only have like 5 Minnesota listeners, so those are the only people that get that joke, or some sad souls that live elsewhere.
Their ass off, though.
Yes,
well, Google it.
You know, in your last episode, you guys were talking about how Amy's a Channel 5 gal, KSTP TV.
Yes, yes.
So growing up, Dave Dahl actually lived in Northeast Minneapolis.
Dave Dahl
lived
here. Is he here?
He's not here anymore.
That motherfucker.
I tell you.
That son of a bitch.
But his son, Andy Dahl, was a year younger than me and rode my bus.
Andy Dahl and Andy Schall rode the same bus?
Andy Dahl, Andy Schall, there we go.
Wow. That sounds like a porn in the making.
Fuck yeah.
In first grade, you know what Andy Dahl did? He taught me the diarrhea song.
Oh, my God. Andy Dahl taught Andy Schall this.
The first, and your pants are going to burst. Diarrhea, diarrhea.
You didn't have a family member teach you that, respectfully?
No. I'm the oldest, so. Yeah.
You have a father, don't you? Or didn't you?
Our youth church choir teacher taught us that song, so. In one-on-one sessions.
Like
a
true American.
Yeah.
Thank you, Baco.
A true Lutheran.
Yeah. All Lutheran.
That's where Kid Rock learned it.
Yeah, I just found out today you're Lutheran, too.
I am.
Or at least raised Lutheran. Yeah. I'm not a practicing anything.
Masturbator.
I posted this thing about, it was a joke meme that upset my stepmother. It was basically like, I can't imagine having only 2 days off and using one of them for church. And it wasn't directed at anybody, honestly. And I don't even think of her that much as far as my church life. But if anything, she gave me the get out of jail free card. It's like, just get confirmed and then you can decide if you ever want to go to church again. I'm like, deal. So anyway, so she shouldn't feel that way. But yeah, a couple of Lutheran boys here, or three. Gene, of course, was I can't remember the name of the cult that you were.
He was raised by wolves.
Oh, and that's
after I was discovered.
Raised by wolves, and you grew up
in,
wild.
Yes, then I was brought in. I've been through a few. Yeah, baptized. I think it was baptized Lutheran. Went to Baptist Sunday school.
We're getting heavy now.
Was with the Jehovah's Witnesses protection for a little while.
Happy birthday.
I've seen Catholic, whatever you'd want to call them, services of sorts. And then.
So you were molested, is what you just told me.
You read through the lines. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm here for you.
I knew you could relate.
Andy, we were talking about Christmas letters from Lutheran moms.
Yes.
Just a minute. Now, so Andy didn't tell me this. So we're going to find out together, folks, listeners. But I shared a story of my mom. She would send these very inappropriate Christmas letters that exposed just too much personal information. You know, I'm going to make a scenario up because I don't want to be like my mom and also podcast this kind of stuff. But it's like, my granddaughter, Stacy, just turned 14. She was diagnosed as bipolar earlier this year, so she's currently seeking help for that kind of stuff. So you said that you have something better than that.
Well, about the age of 40, my mom wrote a Christmas letter basically telling...
You're 40 or her 40?
Yeah.
Her 40th birthday, basically telling everyone how much money my aunt made.
Well, that was awkward.
Just a little bit. Well, you know, Rose makes $40,000 a year, and
well, what year is this? That sounds pretty like a brag.
Say,
that's a humble
money.
Brag.
Yeah,
that's about 1995.
We are in cake eater country, aren't we?
That's like 40 years of Cobras and Fire Pantheon pay. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, you get paid for this shit?
A little bit. Yeah.
Holy crap!
Sprinkles.
So she went off on a tangent 1 year about how much money people make because she thought that should be brought up.
Hey, whoa, what's that? The wad of cash there, man.
He's going to tip the artist. What did he say?
That's my neighbor Jason. He's walking.
Oh, a lot of the Jason action going on today.
What's that?
The new neighbors will be coming
next week, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
They're in a band.
Oh boy.
Fog hat.
Sweet.
Limited warranty.
What's that?
They play it first down.
Oh.
I know that much.
So not Fog Hat.
I believe it's called Graveyard Fog. I believe it's their
band. Too bad it's not Fog Hat.
I was hoping for Fog Hat.
Take it easy.
graveyard hat. See you, Jason. He does not own.
Nice meeting you.
He does not own a suit of armor, unlike your neighbor.
He walks down the alley holding cash in the open. Hey. There's another neighbor. Yeah, we're doing great today.
You know, my garage sits right on
the edge. He's fucking hammering down Guinnesses over there. What the hell?
Greg knows a good beer.
They're like lowest alcohol contents of any beer.
It's only like 4.
He is a drummer, remember. The meth pipes in the car.
Yeah, I like a good Guinness now and then.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You're a Coors Light. Born and bred.
You know, I know that, like, everybody likes to generalize me as just this one-trick pony because I pretty much live up to the stereotype.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff I enjoy, but Guinness is very smooth. But it's heavy and hearty.
Yes.
So it's not really a great summertime beer, but, you know, you got to go to the Dubliner. They know how to pour it. They got the little spoon.
Yeah.
And they do it right.
Ooh, dropping the Dubliner.
Oh, man, I haven't been there in a while. You want to go when we're done here?
I'll go to the Dubliner.
Man, you know, here are my favorite Twin Cities bars, and you can chime in, both you, or all four of you guys here. But CC Club in Minneapolis is one of my favorites. Okay. You dropped Lee's Liquor Bar and have not
Lee's
been there.
Liquor Lounge.
Lounge. Liquor Lyle's. I always get those two confused as far as...
Both are closed now.
Yeah, I know. Really? Sad. Mm-hmm. CC is still open, though.
Star Bar?
Star Bar. I would go there to see Minnie Kiss. That was it. But
that was the little people version of Kiss?
Yeah. And they would use like plywood guitars.
Sure.
Anyway,
kind of like real Kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Were the vocals pre-recorded?
Everything was pre-recorded with Mini Kiss.
So, like the real Kiss.
It's like seeing Kiss. They're just tiny.
Oh, sorry, I stepped on that for you. I'm bipolar.
So do they have
I was following your lead there.
So. Oh, okay.
Do they have a mini Tommy Thayer or a mini Ace Frehley?
Oh, man, they have a mini Spaceman.
Oh.
Even better.
Yeah.
So generic.
But to wrap this up,
you ever get one of those shoved up your ass?
You guys are killing me. Dubliner is also an all-timer in the metro area here.
There we go.
And probably Turf Club. And then you got to mention First Ave and 7th Street, but that's more for music. Those other every place I mentioned was just a great hang. So anyway, what about you, Andy?
Give
the people that want to visit Minneapolis and St. Paul the Twin Cities here.
So, well, back in the day, I used to love going to Procna, which is down on the Mississippi River.
So now we've invited people to come see at least 4 bars that are no longer open.
Well, I think Procna's still open. It's down. It's right off the Mississippi River at St. Anthony, Maine. Very nice location.
Very trendy.
Well, I was going there when it was dead.
What about Nye's? Remember Nye's?
Nye's, they closed down Nye's, which was an old school steakhouse. Kind of straight out of Goodfellas.
But they had that little shitty bar on the side that was cool.
They had a little shitty bar, yep, with the piano player.
I would hang out with Tommy Stinson there all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've never actually met, but...
So he would know you.
Not if we were face-to-face and talking.
So if I went up to Tommy Stinson and said, hey, do you know Baco? He'd be like, who? Backho? What? Who? Tabasco? What?
Backho is your porn name, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, it's Rob Lowe.
Even better.
Rob Lowe.
Hold on a second here. Gene, what are Rob you drinking Lowe. Down at the other end of the table?
I am sampling some whiskey.
What kind of whiskey do you have for us today, Gene Vogel?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, right now, Loose Cannon is just having a hard time wrapping his head around the whole summertime whiskey thing. Apparently, that's just something that is a winter drink for him.
Oh. Well, lightweight is what you're saying.
Yes, that's...
This is the Woodford Reserve.
You did a solid back. You read between the lines for me. Thank you.
Woodford Reserve. Yeah, I know he didn't like the ship whiskey. But that was gifted to me.
Ocean.
A very expensive
yes, exactly, by the way.
Bottle
yeah.
of whiskey yeah, that was gifted to me from a very
generous... He hid behind
generous...
the words of a person that he wasn't even willing to name. And then like, no, I was defending Gene. No. That was a cheap shot.
Yeah, it was a cheap shot.
Yeah.
I felt it, man. It was hard to drive with the tears in my eyes. So, yeah, here we go. Woodford Reserve. It's a Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Yeah, I paid a little bit for this
one.
I did buy this myself.
I've seen that at Costco.
Oh, yeah,
with this
I
table.
It.
Did they package it with this table?
Well, it's not the Costco brand.
Actually, I did buy this table at Costco, motherfucker.
It's obvious. So, yeah, this is the Woodford Reserve. Yeah, it's good stuff. And actually, those big brands, those
How
Costco's
much for
and Sam's Clubs
table?
are. Those are actually tend to be good stuff just in a generic bottle. So don't kick on the Kirkland.
Don't hate on the Woodford Reserve. Okay, is what you
yeah. Mean. Did you try it yet?
Not yet, but I'm sitting down at this end of the table with my Junction 35 Spirits Vodka Bam Bam, which is flavored like fruity pebbles. I bought this in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee when I was there back a few months ago, don't you know?
Mm, you were servicing Dolly Parton?
Done and done.
Lucky gentleman.
And yes, you were recently at the Smoky Mountains, kind of a tribute to the song we played today. Did you enjoy the Smokies?
I did. A very beautiful scenery. The missus and I were there, but the Airbnb that we had, the refrigerator had a, like, the motor would vibrate, and some metal piece would vibrate all night long. And it was a one-floor house, a ranch-style house, so the noise would travel all through the house. You'd hear a...
Yeah, you
that's
would.
That's not me spanking it, Gene. Come on.
I was thinking the missus is getting some service in.
We're not in different rooms here, Andy. We
can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the refrigerator motor kept knocking all night long, so I'd have to unplug
all
the refrigerator
night long
when we went to bed. And luckily, they make refrigerators so much more energy efficient now that the shit would still be frozen in the morning when we woke up.
Hey, Andy, fun fact, did you know they named the Smoky Mountains after Dolly Parton's breasts?
Mm.
I do not.
Actually, a little known but untrue fact, shout out Eric Miller.
Wait a second, I was just
going to say.
You got it before he did. Well done.
I was literally taking, but little known but untrue fact, copyright Eric Miller, is that those little wieners, those little Smokies, those were invented.
I'm not familiar with little wieners.
Fill me
in a little more.
Wait till we get to the hot tub.
We've been in the hot tub. We know. But anyway.
It was shrinkage, I tell you.
It was cold in the 102 yes, degree hot tub.
104.
but yeah, Little Smokies, little known but untrue fact that Little Smokies were invented in the Smoky Mountains and named after Dolly Parton's breasts.
So
why would they be little?
So my I don't know if I should call him acquaintance, but Ken Mills' good friend John Billings, who is the bass player for the Monkees and is based out of Nashville, he's the one that owns
Wait a second. He's not one of the Monkees.
No, he plays in the Monkees.
Oh, he's one of the guys who actually plays instruments in the Monkees.
He does.
He's not one of the.
Well, Mickey Dolenz can't play all four instruments.
He's not the actor.
Drums, guitar,
so,
and bass.
I mean, three of them.
And maracas.
All the time trying to pick up an instrument nowadays. Three of them.
That's right. I don't think you want
nowadays
playing guitar.
One of my favorite Eric Miller jokes. I think Craig had said something about but you don't like the Monkees, and Eric Miller's like, yeah, but I like a lot of the musicians who play on their records.
Now, Bongo.
Kind of like Kiss.
Don't be salty in Northeast Hood here.
I'm not salty. That's a good joke.
So anyway, that's a sick burn. So John Billings, part owner of the Wind Down Nashville. He also freelances as a cameraman and sound guy for news programs. So one day he got a gig where he had to mic Dolly Parton. You know, where they put the little lavalier mic.
I just got an erection thinking about it.
He said he would have paid them that day
for
that opportunity to put the lavalier mic.
And this is not a cheap shot because I would do exactly the same. That has to be the lead story of almost every person he meets for the first time. It's like,
by
the way, these fingers, Dolly Parton's boobs, they're fucking, they've been neighbors.
I was this close to Dolly Parton.
That's going on his tombstone.
Man, those are some epic tits, I gotta tell you.
You don't say. Gene, how's that bourbon?
Hot take, Dolly Parton has big boobs.
1979 called, and they wanted to...
My God, I keep thinking I have a direction, and then we start talking about stuff.
Dude.
What is it?
The Woodford
Reserve. You're trying to bait me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I got a sip left there if you want
to. I'm okay. No, I'm all right, guys. I appreciate the
no
the
peer
offer.
Pressure. I just want to.
I feel like I'm being pressured.
I think I'm four beers in and three shots of my Fruity Pebbles flavored vodka.
You are on fire, my friend.
You're ready to start singing.
I'm ready to start shout outing to Ducky Cramp.
So let's God, man, BJ Cramp. I would start worrying about this guy. He seems to have an unhealthy fascination with your wife.
Well, like, because her nickname is Ducky, yeah. And our grandmother's best friend's nickname was Ducky. So
that doesn't explain the erection you have right now.
We're drawing the line at Dolly Parton for how old of a woman.
What's that?
We're drawing the line at Dolly Parton for how old of a woman that.
There we go.
Whoopee. Slightly
All right, how about this? Well, I'll do a quick kill, fuck, marry. We'll throw in Dolly Parton.
Eric Miller.
Dolly Parton, Eric Miller, and Samantha Fox.
Oh, Samantha Fox, you know, she recently got married to a lady.
Oh, what? You but didn't know she's this. A lady.
Who's that lady?
I actually, wasn't her, not, I don't know, I'm not a Samantha Fox expert, but.
So you say.
I believe her partner sometime in the last 5 or 10 years passed away.
That I'm not sure of, but I know, because I do follow Samantha Fox on Facebook, and I know she, A, got married to a lady in the last year, and B, she just went through cancer and is now cleared.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good.
So good for good Samantha. News.
Yeah, but she's smoking hot, and I jerked off to her when I was a teenager. She can't be
a
lesbian.
That was 1986, so come on, Baco.
She'd be jerking off to her now.
It's 2022.
Should be.
She's a scissor sister. Let's
yeah, baby.
Rub one out in honor.
I can enjoy the union.
There we go. So I got to give a shout out to Samantha Fox and congratulate her on A, being cancer free and getting married.
Yes,
in the last
and the nuptials.
All right, fair enough. We're not going to play the game then.
Congratulations.
That's
I don't even remember. Were we talking about a game here a minute ago, Baco? I'm on Mary my fourth.
Kill.
More fourth.
Yeah. Let's get into you hey, calling in sick last week.
Move that bottle away from him, Baco.
Yeah. He's having a good time with the fruity. Look, at least he's just walking home.
It's 20 feet to my
You think he's going
to
be able to walk?
Yeah, good point.
We're done with him?
I'm going to be sleeping in the hot tub tonight. The missus is going to kick me out of the house.
Wait a second, then where am I sleeping?
With the missus.
Ooh, there we go. Oh, yeah. There's so many things I got to get into here. Yeah, so
I was sick last week.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We'll start with that. The sick leave. Yeah, so you called in sick last week. You went to you had the energy to go see Joan Jett the night before.
No, I saw Neil Giraldo featuring Pat Benatar. You know that Neil Giraldo, you know I do jest when I say Neil Giraldo.
I don't. He's a fucking rock and roll.
You can't even say Neil Giraldo. I don't know.
This is fucking 20 minutes in. It's off the rails.
Neil Giraldo featuring Pat Benatar. That dude could play.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal artist.
I'll take my any false advertising or any advertising.
Okay.
So we have Mrs. Andy Shaw here.
Hold on. Get over here. You
got to
talk in the mic.
Hello.
So this is my lovely wife, Alicia. She is very striking, and Ken Mills is quite fond of her.
Everybody
I talk
is.
To Ken Mills, Ken Mills says, say hi to that pretty blonde wife of yours. Mm. Which I'm like, hey now. Hey.
You were going to be a priest.
Keep
buddy.
It down, Podfather.
Yes, the Podfather.
There we go. They can't
okay.
Hear you. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
And I just want to, I am Joan Cusick.
You're the Joan.
I'm Joan. I'm not John.
Right.
Yes.
He sent the fingers.
And
that was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, we were dumbfounded. Who was
oh, this is the boy. Come on in.
Come on in, Parker. We got the whole Shaw family here.
All right.
We got my brother Greg to the left of me, my wife Alicia to the right of me, and then now my son Parker.
Nice to meet you, Parker. Sir?
This is Baco.
This is Gene.
Gene.
Howdy.
Don't be scared of Gene.
I know you.
You too.
Do I need to say hello?
You can say hello to the microphone because now they're probably.
Hello there.
Yeah, go ahead and pimp your business.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The best car.
Is my car done?
Yeah, we got a WOW Auto Detailing, mobile auto detailing service that comes to you. Temporarily kind of done for the summer, but, you know, come next summer if you're interested. Feel free to call or text 612-716-3043 to get your car cleaned to you.
You have five listeners.
You still got you still got time to hit the black Kia out front though, right?
We'll see. Maybe.
Okay.
It's either that or you send them the bill for advertising.
There you go.
You got to talk in the microphone.
No, trust me, it's all coming through. Yeah, but
there,
yeah.
There you go. There was my. All right,
so this is my lovely wife. So
nice meeting both of you.
Yeah, we'll let you get back to her.
So my lovely wife Alicia had watched a documentary on Heidi Fleiss earlier this year.
Nice.
And Heidi Fleiss said that when she was, you know, going through
the Hollywood Madam.
The Hollywood Madam.
Heidi Fleiss.
1993 column.
She's got a lot of my money.
Wow.
Yeah. Me and Charlie Sheen used to fucking crazy shit, but anyway.
So, 19...
So I'm doing it for free? What the fuck, dude?
So Heidi Fleiss in this documentary said that when she was going through her legal struggles with the being a Hollywood Madam,
yeah,
she would sell shit on her website, and she sold these boxer shorts that had a little pocket on the leg that was a condom holder. Pretty good idea, you know, if you need a condom.
You know,
you're wearing boxer
but most people just call that a pocket.
Well, this was specifically for condoms.
That seems really...
All of my pockets are specifically for condoms.
So as Alicia was watching this documentary...
Fistfuls of Rubbers.
I love that movie.
Can we call... By the way, let's going forward, they're Rubbers.
How much of that... 36-ounce gallon can.
I'm like not even halfway through this fucker.
Gene, did you slip him some Woodford Reserve there?
No, I was thinking about it. Yeah. Pour a little on the top there, but no, I didn't want to do that to poor Baco.
Okay.
He's already got to take an Uber. I'd
anyway,
what
you got rubber pockets.
Rubber pockets, yes. So Alicia's watching this. She's like, you know what? What if kids today could have some sort of pocket holder?
For their Jimmy caps.
Their condoms for their Jimmies. Very good.
Jimmy cap.
So she came up with this idea. It's a magnetic clasp.
What the fuck am I looking at right now? How the hell did this even happen right now?
Two condoms in the packaging, and you put it on your boxers, like so.
Oh, my God.
So if you're a guy going out for the evening and you're a young man of 1920, and hello.
They're both, I've never, they're driver and passenger lean back.
They were not making eye contact whatsoever. No. They're like, check out them white folks.
They're like,
white folks shit.
Shit, garage door open, lean back. Anyway.
Going straight ahead.
So you see, Baco, it's got two little pockets.
I do, yes.
For condoms. And then there's magnetic
rubbers,
clasps.
Jimmy hats.
At the tops here. And you fold it over. And now you're ready to go out on a Friday night. With
and you're
condoms.
Also advertising to the ladies that, like, ready to go and prepared.
No, it's in your Bacos. Oh, my goodness. In your
okay,
boxers.
Now we're on to Gene. How much of that whiskey have you had? Right now, Greg over here is sitting there. These guys are fucking
vodka.
Drunks, man.
Pebbles vodka is going down.
Oh, no. He got Baco. You didn't pull it far enough away from him. Come on.
Stretch
here, actually, Baco, give me a pour of that.
Stretch your arm on as far
I
as you can,
Andy.
I got to make sure it's like just outside the reach.
Woo!
There we go. Wind's kicking up a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day. We finally got the sun, and we started with rain. It made everything nice and moist, including us.
Yeah, no shit.
And then now we got the sun coming out. Yeah, it's actually not too bad until the thunderstorms return later in the day.
Oh, God. Anyway, we talked a little bit on Joan Cusack. I've told you personally, but I don't know that I covered it on the show. So, but we definitely talked about the absurdity of you getting, like, one ranch bottle of ranch dressing.
So at the beginning of 2022,
he's just running away with this now, isn't he?
I got to explain to the listeners.
I was on my way
to
shut
it
down. Now, Baco, I'm trying to explain to your listeners.
Is it Baco or
Tabasco? I'm trying
Baco
to explain,
or Baco.
I'm trying to explain to your listeners, Toboggan, that at the beginning of 2022. Random packages from Amazon would show up at my doorstep.
Yeah, but I was actually referencing, like, we actually talked about it on the show.
Did we?
No, I did.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, not we. The LC and me. Oh, by the way, we got a new sitcom coming up, Tommy Lee, LC and me. We all live in a house with no stairs.
Coming to Netflix in 2023, I hope.
Exactly, yeah. As soon as the stadium tour wraps
ramps
up, we start shooting. So
I've taken all the stairwells out of my home and put in ramps.
So you actually accused, this is too strong a word, because frankly this sounds like something that I would be a suspect in. But you got a weird John Cusick sent to your house, and it was one bottle of ranch.
One bottle of ranch.
And I'm like, what kind of sociopath orders a single bottle of ranch dressing
on
Amazon? Yeah,
it was that Hidden Valley Light Ranch.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was light, too. Bullshit. Yeah, it was just like, it wasn't like in part of like a multiple per. You know, I'm just gonna throw a bottle of ranch in with this. It was just that's all they bought. But it was in the name too was John Cusick.
Cusick.
You can take it from here.
Yes. Yeah. So John Cusick. So a bottle of Hidden Valley Light Ranch dressing showed up at my house. Then the next week, a bag of 1 pound of sea salt showed up at my house.
Also addressed to John Cusick.
So I would go to Amazon and say, hey, I got these packages delivered to my house,
but I am
not John Cusick. I did not order these.
Nice. Yeah.
And then the next week, it would just circulate again. So we'd get a bottle of ranch light dressing. We'd get a bag of sea salt the next week. And it went on for like 6 weeks. And I was
John was getting pissed. He wasn't getting his deliveries. So he's like, you got to reship this, man.
The man had was fiending for his light ranch.
Right. I'm in Minnesota.
Don't you know?
Where's my freaking ranch dressing, bitches? Right.
That's spicy for Minnesotans.
Right. Well, that's why you ordered the light.
That's right.
So the ranch.
So then Baco's seeing all my posts and decides to be...
Well, like in between there, you actually messaged me. He's like, I kind of thought maybe you did this.
Yes, I did. I did accuse you of...
Again, I think accuse is too strong a word because, you know, like I would definitely... I'm not above fucking with a buddy of mine, so...
Yeah.
All that Pantheon money you just...
Exactly. It's like...
I'm going to fuck with Andy.
You see that fucking royalty check every quarter? It's like, fuck, that's two more bottles of ranch Andy's getting.
Dude, you made like $10.
Anyway.
So you sent a box addressed to Joan Cusick.
Joan Cusick, yeah.
Unlike the other ones were sent to
John Cusick. Yeah. And the joke there is that John Cusack, the actor, has a sister, Joan. So,
you know, in 1983, I watched the movie 16 Candles and found that out pretty quickly.
I think it was 86, but...
No. That was like 83, 84.
All right, to the internet.
Don't go battle me on 16 Candles there, my brother.
You're going to lose this motherfucker.
Well, while you guys are discussing American cinema, I am going to... I'm going to say that this Bam Bam vodka from Junction 35, Andy, is very, very tasty.
Isn't it though?
It tastes just like it does.
Fruity Pebbles.
I feel like it's almost like you're drinking the milk without the actual milk, without the lactose, without all that.
I've heard that about the dairy. You don't like the lactose, do you?
No, I don't care if she's got all the toes or not. I'll bang her.
Wow, that's a dad joke. That is a dad. I take umbrage with puns being labeled as a dad joke, but that is a dad joke. Yes.
You're welcome.
Very good.
It's too bad that Loose Cannon lives in Denver and is not able to share in these live episodes.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really sad.
At this point, he's
divorced and living in a studio apartment, efficiency apartment.
Every time we get one of these together and he listens, like, dodged a bullet there.
So have you drank now 12 gallons of the 36-gallon Coors Light can I bought you?
Yeah, I'm getting there, yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, this thing.
Jesus Chrysler.
Andy is at the end of the episode level right now.
He is. Yeah.
I have not given – have I given my shout-out to Ducky Cramp yet?
I think that's the third one.
Shit.
Can we talk about John Lamoureux at all?
Why would we talk about John Lamoureux?
I don't know.
What are you trying to say, Baco?
It seems to be one of your go-tos. Huh?
No. I don't even know.
Oh, wait. No, falling out, I guess. Oh, boy. Sorry,
John.
Can we
move on to Eric Miller?
Yeah. Well, you've already dropped his name in a few times. Actually, I have, too. So
what else have you stolen from him?
Let me see. Besides the money... And
his heart.
I have stolen his heart. Yes, I'd like to think so. Anyway,
all right.
But
I feel you, man.
Anyway, all the best to Eric Miller. All right.
What about the Sly Dog? Can we talk about the Sly Dog?
Apparently we can. We're just going down Andy's
show.
We've
got no format.
Andy's done if we did, it's gone.
This is why Andy doesn't have his own podcast.
He doesn't have one because of Fruity Pebbles Vodka.
I'd be editing this fucker for 36 days because I'm like, oh, Jesus.
No, these are the easiest edits. Just start just and end. That's it.
So I do.
This shit's going out, man.
We do have to mention that you showed up here in my garage and you had your case of microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And on said case is there's a Sly Dog podcast.
Yeah, of course. I got a few of them on there. So,
just giving a shout out to the Sly Dog.
Yeah, Alex was the Gene's third victim in the random rocker game, which we got coming up here. So
yes,
but Alex,
a game well played, I want to say.
Alex Alt of the Sly Dog Podcast.
I won that one on it with an asterisk, and only because he took a chance.
Well, but that you play the game.
You play the game, right? Yeah, Hey, we're playing by the rules. He played by the rules.
You go for it on fourth down. Sometimes you get stopped.
Hey, amen, brother.
Yeah. So and you could have whatever. It just
wait a minute. Are you talking football?
Well, I used a football analogy.
So Craig Smith has already turned this episode off if he hasn't already.
I don't think Craig is listening at all. So yeah. It's too bad. Not too bad.
John anyway. Lamoureux's still listening at this point. And Bill Elam.
Anybody's listening at this
point. At this point, Bill Elam has already written his review and posted it on Facebook, which I don't even know how the fuck he does that.
Oh,
we're not even done with this episode yet. And he's reviewed it and posted his review.
Oh, well, you know, I do have. We're to stop the fucking rails here. I had one thing I thought
there were
was,
rails.
Yeah. They were left.
Were there topics?
They're further down the alley. But it just went the course it goes. That's the way it goes with Suns Out, Mics Out.
Pants and Suns Up, Pants Down.
Oh God, he dropped that on the first episode we did. Yeah, again, Andy, this is probably best we do keep the vodka down here.
He dropped that at church, at Lutheran church the other day too.
Should I discuss my Lutheran church roots?
I thought we did. We covered that, I think, in chapter one.
Chapter one.
So I'm thinking 2023 is Suns Out, Mics Out dry.
Well, we have certain guests on. No, all right. So there was a story about, oh, God. See, I already forgot.
Was it about Lutheran Christmas letters?
That was Wisconsin. That was kind of a wave, but yeah. Also don't look at my face. Fuck you guys.
Was that a chick or a dude?
That seemed like a talk to the hand because the face don't want to hear it.
I think they saw people being creative, and immediately the hand went up like, hey, bros.
What's up?
We're in Northeast Minneapolis, which is a very vibrant arts part of the town.
Hmm.
Really?
Which doesn't explain why I live here.
What's with the dildos hanging from the roof?
That I cannot tell you.
What was Greg's joke? That wasn't on the wire. That was a good joke.
All right, I'm going to go get another beer.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what you need.
Unless they put those dildos into shoes.
Hmm.
He must be an artist because I don't.
Yeah, I don't. That's whatever. Watch the wire, Gene.
What is that? Oh, Fulton Blend. Okay.
Mm, that's actually a good beer. But I've only had it at the actual little brew pub.
As you should.
But you're not.
No.
Yeah. Oh. I think what we have here is a paradox. No, there's a story about Wisconsin that was kind of silly. And someone said Wisconsin is the Florida of the Midwest. Wow. And I don't know if you guys ever played this game where you basically type in Florida man and then just read the results, or you type in Florida man and your birth date and you see what news results. So I thought it'd be fun to do that with Wisconsin man.
Usually I go to internet.com or whatever the hell that I do to get my internet, and it's already right there for me. I have no searching needed.
All right, so when I just pull up, I don't think I spelled Wisconsin right. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Jeez, are you from Iowa?
Okay, so yeah, I just type in Wisconsin man, and the first thing, here's the list here. Wisconsin man shoots co-worker. Wisconsin man, detory minimum drug sentences. Oh, God, maybe I hit the space bar here. Wisconsin man, Big Mac. Wisconsin man eats Big Macs. Wisconsin man banned from all libraries. And Wisconsin man uses pizza cutter. So now what if we type in somebody's birthday? Andy, what's your birthday?
September 9th.
So that's
coming up coming up soon, Buck. What are you buying me for my birthday?
Nine.
Maybe some more Fruity Pebbles vodka?
He's just saying nine. He's buying you nothing. Nine. Das ist nicht mein birthday.
Come again?
What did I say?
What year?
I'd rather not give out the year.
Okay, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. Give me
19.
All right.
Which would make me how old this year, Baca?
Dead bodies found in Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford, that Illinois. That would cheap trick.
You're approaching.
Rick Nielsen. What?
You asked Jesus. Not...
Okay. We'll be approaching. So we'd be in the same yearbook, is what you're telling me.
You know what, Andy? Yeah.
Everyone likes to give you shit that you're Grandpa Baco now that you have a grandson.
Yeah. My grandson's a fucking badass.
Plays fucking guitar and everything. I saw it on the internet.
Fucking right. Parties. You would not believe that motherfucker. Just he goes fucking up. He goes hard.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So I've seen.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
I saw
him on Facebook.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
This got awkward in a hurry, didn't it?
I'm just happy that Andy's a loyal listener and can actually recall, even after a few drinks.
several drinks.
Yeah. I was being kind.
Can you imagine what sex is like with him?
Who hasn't? It's this is my spank bank for the 2022. It's Dolly Parton, Andy Schell.
Holy crap.
Oh boy.
Same.
So I'm not even number two.
I was gonna say
you were 2020. You ate up all of 2021 and a good chunk of 2020. So
okay.
Yeah. So
I don't want you working that little guy raw.
I thought you were more like we were a symbiotic, like some kind of jerk brothers, you know. we're the jerky boys on a different role. Like, dude, I'm all over Dolly and Andy too, man. This guy
actually
really
it's
uncomfortable.
It's going to be it's going to be Dolly and then Greg.
I was going to say, yeah, move on.
I think
the talented Buckle, Jesus Christ, Shaw, the talented Shaw. You can edit that out.
Oh man, how about we?
Edits a lot of this out.
I think we're ready for the game.
I think once you're done editing, this will be a 5-minute podcast.
Where's Joey?
Yeah, he's right over there. He's just been kind of hanging out by those garbage cans there. So
that would be awkward.
Can you guys hear Joey in the headphones?
Joey, speak.
Hello.
Hey, Joey.
Now.
Hey, there we go. All right.
God, now I got a chubby.
And he has his lovely wife, Nola.
Andy's had a bit to drink.
I'm going out. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to give.
Episode he was on.
I'm going to give a shout out to Nola Haney because I've given shout outs to Ducky Cramp already.
The voice of
the last
the
half
Rock
hour
Strikes
has been something.
God, no shit.
I bet. Going outside in the spirit of things. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, let me know when you're out there, and then I'll introduce you. And,
are you wearing anything below the waist?
I should be able to actually see it, I guess.
Do you have any alcoholic beverages on you, Joey?
Joey's not a drinker. He's a straight edge.
Oh.
But
although,
is he wearing anything below
the waist? I'm hitting the bang right now, though.
Dicks up, windows down, right on. Did Elsie give that to you?
I think so. That was part of the because remember, I bought the one-of-one Cobra's fire box.
You are the guy. You outbid me on that.
Yeah.
I bid zero.
Well, you know, hey, $20 is $20.
I've said that a night or two.
We've all been there, man.
All right.
I'm
so,
there now.
Long game.
I'm there right now.
All right, so...
I got a swing. Yeah. Spoilers here.
Bam Bam Vodka has kicked in.
Right, you feel something poking in your shoulder just a minute ago?
Yeah, a little lower.
Yeah, that was Andy's
reaction. Hello, Andy.
Yeah,
Andy. Yes, how are the trees?
So we're on the edge of Andy's garage. They keep telling us it's going to rain, but it hasn't yet.
I think we're at the edge of Andy's tolerance.
Yeah, so I here, actually got clouds today, but it's hot as balls still.
Wait, let me see.
We're at the edge of 17.
There's Gene Vogel.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, man. Good to see
you. What's up, Gene?
Take care, man. Right.
Good to see you.
You'll be looking at him most of this game. But, yeah, so this is the setting. There's Andy's brother, Greg.
No
hello, Greg.
No one's familiar with Greg.
Okay, yeah.
Greg's new to the podcasting.
Said hello, you can't
game.
Hear him, but
yeah.
He can't
all right.
Baco can't afford two microphone stands and microphones.
Let's welcome our special guest to the program now. We're getting ready to do Random Rocker. From Rock yes. Strikes Rock Strikes 10,
yes.
A guy who I have often been told that I look a lot alike. Maybe we're brothers from a different mother. I don't know. But Joey Haney, welcome to the program.
It's an honor to be here on my first episode of Sends Out Mike.
Yes, yes,
thanks
indeed.
For having me.
And this is the last one of the season, so we really appreciate it. So you're on today. Now, apparently you have had some frustration listening to the Random Rocker game up to this point. You felt that you could have kicked Gene's ass in both games that you've heard. There's a third one coming Tuesday that you haven't heard, but you would have dominated, you felt, so far?
Well, I mean, I did have a few moments, I will confess, where I was yelling at the radio, if you will.
Motherfucker.
Pretty much all of them.
I listen to
so I said, I don't remember if I sent this to you in my dreams or in real life. I said, if Gene goes undefeated for the whole summer, I want to play spoiler. So
you are in the way. Like, if he goes undefeated, he has to beat you.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, Gene.
All right.
I love you. No matter what.
My money's on Joey Haney.
I got to tell Joey, though, it's not Huey Piano Smith is the answer.
Okay.
What?
Do you have a sound effect?
Huey Piano Smith. Rockin' Pneumonia.
Oh, Huey Piano Smith. Yeah, okay. I get that reference. Thank you for listening.
All right, guys, I'm going to need about 45 minutes to do a new Random Rocker because Andy just ruined it. So.
Fucking Andy.
Damn.
I'm going to pass the phone over to...
You picked the Clown Prince of New Orleans? How dare you?
Gene, I'm going to hand the phone over to you so you can keep an eye on Joey. You guys can watch each other while we play.
Yeah, I'm not... No wiki. I don't do that. If I ever have to do wiki on my podcast, I actually admit it. I'm like every serious MTV VJ.
Okay.
So I
and Joey, real quick, you can hear me clearly or not?
I can hear you pretty well.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure if for some reason...
Yeah, you're not super loud. You're a little in the background.
Let's check for delay. So, Joey, I'm going to say one, and then you say two. Are you ready?
Sure.
One.
Two.
Okay.
About a second.
About a second. Okay.
I must say that Baco just...
You're going to need it. Don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate the effort.
Baco,
I'm actually going to unplug the microphone on your end and plug it in. See, you shouldn't hand me the phone, Baco.
Yeah, we should have a holder.
Baco, I'm going to explain to the listening audience here. Baco just opened an envelope that contains the 15 questions...
It's 12 questions, but...
Andy's a lightweight,
like,
isn't
he's
he?
Like he's never played the game.
Well, he has been... It's some kind of vodka he's been drinking,
times.
So... I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's this.
Ooh, that thing's half empty or half full.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it started today, but...
We've made a dent.
Oh, yeah, look at that, yeah.
Don't you know?
Yeah, I think it was around don't right you know. Here when we okay. showed up, and Andy made it down to here. All by himself.
Are all you guys, like, married with children?
Yes, except for, Greg, you said you had no kids, right? Because that's why you're happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, he's the least trash out of all of you guys, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's been putting down the Guinness, all right?
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely in the best shape, yes. There's no question.
Which you never get to say when you're referring to a drummer that they're the most sober. They've got all their teeth. They've got transportation. They can keep actual time. And when you're tuning your guitars, they don't turn up or they don't start making a bunch of racket. Even if you have the little clip-on tuners. This dude is not a drummer. He's a poser. This is bullshit.
That's why, like,
He's
that's like when
0.
There's like a crazy exciting rock star drummer that they get a lot more attention, like Tommy Lee or Ginger Baker or
they're
Keith
all
Moon.
Crazy.
Like,
they're,
oh yeah, you, yeah I'm with
totally
Joey on this. Yeah.
Bananas.
All right.
I'll try to keep my volume
bananas.
Down. I'm just pissed. I know.
Oh, I know. I was in drumline in high school, so I at least know all the drummer jokes.
Oh, so when did you have sex?
Well, then you'll appreciate this.
You got married?
Greg did show up with a pizza.
Well, I bought it. Nice.
And he didn't deliver. He didn't get paid to deliver it.
Motherfucker, I paid for
the
it.
The Cinnabon on top?
No Cinnabon, motherfucker.
Andy is so drunk, he doesn't realize the drummer joke I just made. He's like, hey, fuck that, I bought it.
Joey, the Fruity Pebbles vodka is going down
actually,
quite smoothly.
He probably enhanced the joke by claiming
actually,
that he
yeah,
paid
yeah.
for it because the drummer was not capable of paying for the pizza that he actually delivered.
You know what it is? Andy stole the show in episode one, so he's doing it again here. So
I want to give a shout-out to Ducky Cramp.
God damn.
Now, is the joke that the only reason he delivered it is because that's his job?
Well, how do you get the joke is, how do you get a drummer off your porch? You pay for the pizza.
Ah, there you go. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Joey, I want to apologize if this is your first appearance on the Sons of Mike's own extravaganza.
It's about what I expected. It's about what I expected.
This is actually worse.
I've been a DD my whole life, so like this is like this is, you know, this is like a regular weekend for me in my 20s.
All right.
You know?
All right, fair enough. Well, are we ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Can you see the clues?
Yes.
Price Waterhouse.
Andy, here. Show him your anus.
Oh, boy.
How about my Venus?
Oh, boy. This is not going to be pink flamingos in a garage. No, thank you.
All right.
One
Gene, are you ready, Gene?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be, I guess.
All right, so let's see if you can go undefeated in season two here. All right. So, clue number one. This random rocker was born...
Willie Nelson!
All right, game's over.
So do I get two now?
Fuck it!
All right, this random rocker, clue number one, was born in Evanston, Illinois.
Evanston, Illinois. Yes!
Evanston, Illinois.
I have a pretty good idea already, I think.
Oh,
Northwestern University.
Damn,
I need a little more.
Maybe you should explain
but
the
I
game.
I could be wrong.
Okay, all right, next clue then. Clue number two. Born on December 23rd, 1964.
Ooh.
That would make him 58 years old. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is it 1960? 60?
Yeah, 64. 64.
64.
That'd be the year the Beatles dropped.
All right, I've knocked out my other contender, so I think I might be on to something.
Well, it's only two clues, so...
clues, yes.
Clue
sir.
Number three, dropped out of high school during his senior year.
Joey is going to take a crack.
Okay.
I think I'm confident on this one.
Really? On clue number three...
You get 12 clues.
Just before Joey guesses here, does anybody have an inkling at all?
I do.
Greg, 64, Evanston, Illinois.
Do you want me to write it down?
Seriously?
If you want me to.
Yeah, well, we'll see if
Gene... In the spirit of the game.
Yeah, Joey gets the guess.
Joey called his name.
Yeah.
After my last contestant that... failed miserably, I'm not willing to just, you know, throw
yeah
out.
And if Joey gets us right and he's a smart guy, he might this is gonna be a really short game, so let's
the shortest in this.
So go ahead, write it down here. Yeah, we've gotten at least
you might
nine.
Need it today.
Yeah,
no, I figure. Yeah,
I can't. Don't show me your paper, dude.
Oh, how drunk are you?
Stone sober. Yes,
exactly.
All right, Joey, go ahead and tell me who you got.
Hopefully you'll be able to read that if I need it.
Who you got?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go with W. Axl Rose.
Ooh, that is a very interesting guess, but I'm sorry. That is an ink.
Oh.
So now, Gene,
Nope. Hide that. Joey can... Okay, I'm turning around. Joey, look at my deck.
So you actually...
Hey.
Well, so now,
it's
Gene,
not just the beard,
Gene, you get a free guess, and then you get the next clue without Joey guessing.
Okay. Is Nola there? Does she want to see my dick?
Oh, my God. What?
Wow.
What is going
Podcast
on here?
Has turned.
What are we doing here?
I just, you know, hey, I'm a sportsman. What can I say?
I think Gene has had some fruity pellets of vodka.
Yeah, I'm back to with Gene. Like there were rails that there was no rails to get off. There was
we didn't have rails. Their train's nowhere near this station. All right, I'm gonna throw it out there, either just to get it out of my head.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've been there before. You know, I've had actually the last one, which will air Tuesday. That was one that I was completely on board with the previous contestant, who shall rename, or no, I suppose by the time people hear this.
Yeah.
I just don't want to spoil it for Joey.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
Joey, I'm a fan.
Is Noah there?
Oh my.
Anyhow,
he's in the other room, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to throw it out there just to get out of my head. Like I said, and it'll help Joey too. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Another interesting guess, but no.
Okay. All right, completely off the table, wiped.
All Jordan, right, so
don't
now
use John Cougar Mellencamp.
We get clue number four. Gene, you get a free guess on this one. His current wife's name is Jill. Does that help at all?
That's my sister's name.
Joey's sister's husband. Is this a free guess? I don't remember.
Yeah, you get a free. Well, yeah. Joey gets a guess after you go, but you get it without his impeding you.
No, wrong city. Okay, I am not. You know, Jill.
Not the greatest clue, huh?
Yeah, Jill.
Yeah, that one is like wiped everything off my board at this point.
Jill.
So just to help you, we're starting fresh basically at this point, Gene. So it's all even.
Board.
All right, should we go on to clue five?
Yes, please.
Clue number five.
Wait, so if I decline to guess, is Joey?
Well, I mean, Joey, if you're not guessing...
Yeah, I'm back in the game, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, no, I just want to make sure that you don't want to guess so I can get two more free ones or whatever the
case. Oh, no. No, it wouldn't be that. No, he just has to wait for you on this one. There's no penalty if Joey guesses after you guess.
Okay.
But if you pass, he can guess.
Humming the what?
Yeah.
All right. Can you see Baca when I do this, Joey?
Like yes. I was at the gym today.
Okay, so. I apologize.
Yes.
I apologize.
Anyway.
You just keep trying to show me dicks all day, huh?
Yeah.
We were in the hot tub earlier, Joey.
That is top
Thank
five.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not with Ron Keel.
Oh, my God.
Or
all right.
Any chili.
All right. Clue number five.
I'm stuck with these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Joey okay. Is random neighbor.
Clue number five, he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh, that narrows
it. Oh, my Lord. I just did. Anyway, it's too late. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Nothing? Okay.
No.
Clue number six, he has contributed solo material to several movies, including Dead Man Walking, I Am Sam, and Rain Over Me.
Joey.
Angus Young.
Okay, what do you got?
Eddie Vedder.
Bingo!
Nice.
That is the fastest win. Look at him. Look at Joey.
Holy crap, he's doing a lap around his yard.
Yeah.
Noah's going to be freaking...
Baco, that was just five clues, right?
Six. That was six.
Oh, she's going to be reaping the benefits of this later on, my friend.
Oh, right on, yes. Well, here's the rest of the clues. He made a cameo appearance in Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. He supported Ralph Nader for president in 2000.
Sadly.
He was ranked number seven on Rolling Stone's best lead singers of all time.
Number seven?
Yeah, number seven. He performed the Bruce Springsteen song My City of Ruin at the 2009 Kennedy Center Honors. His current band, shortly after being given... He joined his current band after being given a demo tape from Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Jack Irons. And the last clue was he is in Pearl Jam.
He has a Mortal Life and Funko McCurry. Pop.
Yeah, if we get to number 12, it has to be... over the head with a sledgehammer. So, well done, Joey. You have stopped Gene from becoming undefeated. Now I know you one of your compadres, Randy Brown, has also reached out and said or commented on the group or whatever that like. Yeah. He too had the same reaction, as did Chris Sinzak a couple times. So I was actually hesitant to ask either one of them. And then when I got your reaction when I asked you last night, I was like, this is probably a bad move too because it's going to be over quick. And
she said, no, we got halfway through. I was it was a good game, I thought. Good game, Gene.
Yeah. I was. But you did not disappoint was the point I was going for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, you did exactly what I expected you to do.
Run the table,
so
yes.
So we wrap up season two with Gene going 3-1. I'll take it.
That's just like my wife said, I'll take it.
It's a winning record. Every one of your wins are contested. Would you like to contest? You want to come up with some reason that Joey cheated?
He's sober.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not fair.
Gene, how much Willingford Reserve have you had?
Well, it's the Bam Bam that's bringing me down. Ooh, dude.
The Bam Bam, yeah. All
right. You can relate, right, Andy? You got my back on this one.
Hells to the yeah.
Let's give Joey a chance to plug himself here. Joey, tell everybody what makes you important and how they can find you.
Thank you, Andy. Yes, I'll take a double plug. Yeah, Rock Strikes 10.
That's what she said.
It's a man's.
It's okay. Unreal.
Check out the latest two episodes. I'm especially proud of because I actually did like overproduction on it. I never do that because I figured if I'm going to get any kind of attention for focusing on the season of Stranger Things, I do all weird and wacky covers.
Ooh, nice.
Of the music for Stranger Things season 4. And it's weird as fuck, even for my show. And I feel like that should be.
Are you actually
something.
Pulling audio from the show or using the soundtrack that's on those? Or are you just finding weird stuff in Andy's basement?
Again,
because I've been listening to the past two episodes, and that's why I'm curious.
I have to give a shout out to Joey Haney because he knows Johnny Rivers' 1972 hit "Rockin' Pneumonia Boogie Woogie Flu."
Have you ever seen?
Years old.
Have you ever seen or heard Andy this inebriated? Yes
no,
or no?
It's not.
Not this season so far, but I'm looking forward to hearing the
You know, we were in a hot tub earlier. Sure.
Just wait till next season.
How does that work with the electrical equipment? I'm curious. We
Joey,
talk off air about
you need
this.
To come up to Minneapolis
absolutely. I can,
and take a tour of Paisley Park with Baco and I. And Gene.
That's a bucket list thing. 1,000% we're doing that shit.
Hell yeah. If you come to Minneapolis, Baco and I will take you to Paisley Park with Gene Vogel. And my brother Greg.
He just
I'll meet you there.
He just committed us to a $160 ticket.
I was going to say,
Will, can I ask, will you, as I say, if I do the Apollonia bit in the lake, do I get a VIP upgrade?
You'll get to VIP me.
Apollonia just had her birthday the other day, and she was posting some very nice photos.
Are you a freaking internet creeper stalker, dude?
Yes. But
yes.
Says the guy asking about my wife.
No. I was just giving shout-outs to Nola Haney.
Remember, he's sober, so he... Oh, look at that puppy.
He looks a good boy. Go. He's not barking. Puppy. Hell yeah.
Looks like Flash from Dukes of Hazzard.
Coo-coo-coo.
So not a drug dog. Okay.
Yeah, there's something going on here.
Oops.
There we go. All right.
So Joey, what do you have else going on this evening?
Jesus.
It's Saturday.
Watch a movie. Oh, you know what? Actually,
have you watched the Netflix special on Woodstock 99?
He's trying to fucking answer your question, Andy.
I don't give a shit what
I have not
was.
Yet, but I will. But I think the biggest thing on my watch docket right now has got to be the latest Aerosmith drop, Pro Shot from the Pump Tour. I'm all over it.
Oh, Pump Tour.
Pump Tour. Everything about that sentence made me soft.
Oh, you and Craig, right? Not Aerosmith, guys.
89 Aerosmith.
I'm not a hater, but definitely not Pump. I tap out at Permanent Vacation.
Oh.
at or before.
Pump's a perfect album, but that's okay.
I'll have you on for my Pump Sucks Spectacular.
Hold on, Baco.
Oh, that's definitely what she said.
Fuck on. Yeah. Bam.
Thank you, Joey.
I'll give you Pump. But when we get to the next album,
I'll see your Jesus.
What was the '93 album?
All right, that was Get a Grip, sir.
Get a Grip. No, I lose it at Get a Grip.
I said Grip first, yeah. So I win.
All right, fair enough. Joey, I'm not gonna torture you anymore. I appreciate
cheers
you.
Cheers to you guys.
Yeah, cheers to you, and congratulations. You're the only person to take down the King, Gene Vogel.
Good job.
All right, Joey. King. There's always next summer, so I'll see you then.
Yeah, next summer we'll you drive up here. You can be part of a full episode.
Ooh. Okay.
Until you lose.
And we'll actually do it in the parking lot of Paisley Park.
There we go.
Yeah. Or in somebody's parking lot. Yes. Yeah.
Or in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
That's right. It's not a video show. We there's so many options. Yes. So many options.
We can go fishing for condoms. This will be great.
Ooh, we call them rubbers on the show.
My wife has made a new product that holds to come.
See, I got
literally came
right
up
here.
This is apparently a rubber pocket.
Yeah. Holder.
What?
Holder.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, this is
it still has your
portable. No, this is Andy's, not mine.
No, Andy's for Felicia. Okay.
There you go. No, open it this
way. Say, if it was yours, it would still have the Kiss Unholy condom in there from 1992 because I still have mine.
Cuz we get
never
you
used.
We get
I think I shipped my my Kiss condoms off to the Shout Out Loud cast. I gave him a box of Kiss stuff.
I think we're going to have to talk to Nola.
Wait a minute. Matt Porter didn't get those?
No, he got other cool stuff. Anyway, hey, Joey, I really appreciate this. I'll be in touch with you soon.
Hey.
All the best. And give my love to Nola, the one respectable thing somebody said about your wife. So have a good night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Baco. Have a good day. Bye, guys. Get home safe.
See you, Joey. Take care.
Get home safe.
I'm 20 feet from my back door, motherfucker.
More you than me.
Who else are we calling?
Well, so Andy liked this.
Let's start making prank phone calls.
Let's call Eric Miller.
Too soon, dude.
Is he on? If you call Eric Miller.
All right.
We'll plug this sucker in and.
Yep. This one here?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you're phone calling him.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. It's all USB.
You don't have a microphone jack on that? Or a headphone jack?
I don't jack, Gene.
Liar. You're married. Don't lie to me, dude.
I'm a Bluetooth.
This is why your neighbor's moving, by the way.
Yeah, because you're a liar.
This house next to me here?
Yes. What was the band? Grave what?
Grave Diggers, something.
Foghat.
No, I got it. Graveyard Club.
Graveyard Club.
I like the hat.
Check out Graveyard Club.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, nice hat. Oh, crap, he's got a weapon. It's Ted Nugent.
He's got a weapon.
Sorry, I saw a bow and I got panicked there.
Goddamn Bluetooth guy over here.
Oh, my good God.
I don't know how to plug this in. Excuse me, I plugged this in.
The miss is going to be disappointed tonight, Andy.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Do you want to give a crack at Rock and Roll tonight?
I'll follow your lead.
All right, fair enough. You guys know the chorus, I assume. Mm-hmm. So,
are you American? Even Ted Nugent knows the chorus. And he doesn't even like Kiss. Touché. Why don't we have Andy on next, or Greg on next season?
Yeah. He seems to be quite popular.
The sex is better.
He does not have a hot tub in his backyard.
Ah, touche.
Oh, yeah, there's like a whole.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Everything you got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild.
rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. You say you're gonna whoop on me to the bend, but it's just because you let me in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you're gonna go for a while. Ah, fuck it. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. Thumbs up, Mike's out. Season 2, that's a wrap, motherfuckers. I'm going to message
Hay
him.
Lives in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
All of my exes live in Texas.
I'm going to use the restroom while I wait for him to...
Tennessee.
I've heard that before, that Andy lives in Tennessee.
He's going to bust out George Strait lyrics. I'm going to fit.
Are you from Nashville? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit.
God. All my exes live in Texas.
I think all your exes were different sexes.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Well, I have to use the bathroom. Is your wife and son going to freak out?
Depends on where you're pissing.
Knock on the door first.
You know, I forgot. I'm wearing swim trunks. I can just go.
You can just go over to the neighbor's garage there. 3:30. Holy balls.
Hey, now.
Holy balls. Andy Charlie's hit the wall.
3.5 hours of podcast, don't you know?
Well, we didn't technically start.
True. Totally.
There was hot tubbing, there was circle jerk.
Hot tubbing, circle jerking.
Bidet-ing.
I gotta get the hot water.
I recently replaced the toilet seat on our toilet with one of those ones that kind of slowly drop.
Yeah.
Like your bidet.
Yep.
And now I find myself slamming toilet seats like that aren't in my house. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna drop. Wham! Fucking sucks.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Don't cry now. Only for a moment, but the moment's gone. Those lyrics did not go coincide together. But...
Mm-hmm. Not very well.
Yeah, thanks.
I've never...